This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Others may disagree, I'm sure, but sometimes there is nothing, and I do mean nothing better than a good egg muffin. I know McDonald's feels that way. Starting next Tuesday, the company is going to make some, not all, but some of its breakfast items available beyond the usual late morning cutoff. It's hoping those longer breakfast hours will help wake up its U.S. sales, which have been stuck for a good long while now. The catch is, this is a logistics problem as much as it is anything else. Marketplace's Andy Baxter looks at how it's going to work.
McDonald's has been toying with the idea of all-day breakfast for a long time. Customers like Lisa Jorgensen help you understand why.
Absolutely. When you want your Egg McMuffin, you want your Egg McMuffin. You know what I'm saying?
But there were reasons for McDonald's to hold back.
The main reason is we don't have enough room in our kitchens to cook everything at once.
This is a video posted to McDonald's YouTube channel last year. An Australian worker is explaining how tricky it is to keep offering breakfast items throughout the day when you've got limited grill and countertop space.
Because we're so busy at breakfast, some grills are dedicated to one food item only, such as eggs. Our ready-to-heat hotcakes also take up space which we need to make our burgers, as you can see right here.
But McDonald's U.S. franchise owners ultimately voted in favor of extended breakfast.
So you're going to handle the muffins?
All-day breakfast launched a few weeks early at this McDonald's. It's in North Branch, a small town in Minnesota. Predrag Dostanich is the owner of the place. He prefers to go by his nickname.
I'm Dos, okay?
Dos, okay.
Dos says the changes have been easy to implement, partly because the all-day breakfast menu is limited. For example, restaurants will offer either a muffin or a biscuit sandwich, but not both.
Minnesota is a market where people like more muffin sandwich.
Dos and the store manager order up an Egg McMuffin to show how it's prepared during a dinner rush.
We're going to watch it come alive.
We're going to watch it come alive.
To avoid crowding the grill with breakfast foods, Dos has purchased some new equipment, including an extra egg cooker.
So that's it sizzling here.
McDonald's corporate helps cover some of the equipment costs, which run from $500 to $5,000. Now, things are not going perfectly with our Egg McMuffin. The worker overcooks the muffins. They're a bit burnt. Dos winces and says, "You're killing me."
You're killing me.
Now, to be fair, you can imagine the workers are pretty distracted with a microphone in their faces. And the sandwich actually gets assembled so quickly, I lose track of it.
So it is over here now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, where is it?
Suddenly, it's ready.
There is no interaction. There is no issue.
But you can see the potential headaches, like having to explain to customers that they can't get any old breakfast item they want around the clock.
I really like the steak sandwich.
You would not have a steak sandwich.
And when someone orders breakfast at the drive-thru...
Two breakfast burritos and one sausage egg McMuffin.
She learns the sausage McMuffin gets made to order at this time of day, and it's going to take an extra 5 minutes. The customer frowns, changes her order.
No, let's do a third sausage burrito.
That last part, waiting for food,
yes,
is something
please.
Some McDonald's customers already complain about. Bob Golden is a food industry expert at the research firm Technomic, and he says as McDonald's adds more complexity with all-day breakfast, things could get worse.
The more products they add, it can have the effect of slowing down service time and increasing error rates.
But chain restaurant consultant Julene Beck says a key strategy for rejuvenating sales is to change up the menu. And if you do it by offering more of something people already like, namely breakfast.
It's as close to a, quote, no-brainer, close quote, as possible. It's not something that's unknown.
The other potential upside for McDonald's, breakfast food typically costs less than burgers to make. So increasing breakfast food sales can potentially juice profits. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.